Chapter 8. Rice Paddies and Math Tests. No one who can rise before dawn, 360 days a year, fails to make his family rich. The gateway to the industrial heartland of southern China runs up through the wide, verdant swath of the Pearl River Delta. The land is covered by a thick, smoggy haze. The freeways are crammed with tractor trailers. Power lines crisscross the landscape. Factories making cameras, computers, watches, and umbrellas and t-shirts stand cheek by jowl with densely packed blocks of apartment buildings and fields of banana and mango trees, sugarcane, papaya, and pineapple, destined for the export market. A generation ago, the skies would have been clear and the road would have been a two-lane highway. And a generation before that, all you would have seen would have been rice paddies. 2 hours in, at the headwaters of the Pearl River, lies the city of Guangzhou, and past Guangzhou, remnants of the old China are easier to find. The countryside becomes breathtakingly beautiful, rolling hills dotted with outcroppings of limestone rock against the backdrop of the Nanling Mountains. Here and there are the traditional khaki-colored mud-brick huts of the Chinese peasantry. In the small towns, there are open-air markets, chicken and geese in elaborate bamboo baskets, vegetables laid out in rows on the ground, slabs of pork on tables, tobacco being sold in big clumps. And everywhere there is rice, miles upon miles of it. In the winter season, the paddies are dry and dotted with the stubble of the previous year's crop. After planting in early spring, as the humid winds begin to blow, they turn a magical green. And by the time of the first harvest, as the grains emerge on the ends of the rice shoots, the land becomes an unending sea of yellow.